I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, recently I did a quick check on how many people have come into contact with during the lockdown, and it's not a big number. A few friends occasionally and my cook who comes home every day.
But you've met many delivery boys, I'm guessing. You know, the ones who have been a lifeline during the past few months.
Oh, yes. I didn't count them because there's barely any contact. But yes, e-commerce has really saved the day. I use Amazon for pretty much everything and Big Basket for groceries. What about you?
Yes, those two. Then the meat delivery sites and Dunzo, Pidge, sometimes Flipkart.
But not JioMart, right? I don't think anyone I know uses Reliance's big retail play.
It's only selling groceries now and plans to sell other products like fashion and electronics soon.
But going by the media buzz, they're off to a great start. Didn't Reliance Retail get over $1 billion from private equity firms recently? Our colleague Mihir Dalal has been hearing some interesting industry rumors about how several other investment firms may pitch in with more cash.
Well, yes. But wait a minute. The game has just begun. He spoke to industry executives, logistic firms, consultants, analysts, and they all say Reliance will find it tough to break the dominance of Amazon, Flipkart, and e-commerce. They are practically a duopoly in India's e-commerce at the moment.
So this could easily turn out to be similar to how Walmart is struggling to challenge Amazon in digital sales in the US, even as its stores continue to prosper. But there is one important angle here, Sunit, the Swadeshi factor.
True, Ajay. There's been a big push for a local internet powerhouse to counter the dominance of America's big tech and the growing influence of Chinese firms too. As we know, Reliance's mastery in lobbying and its political clout make it a front runner in this race for a domestic internet powerhouse.
That said, it's not going to be an easy ride, no? The Indian consumer is discerning and fickle. And there have been many complaints already by JioMart consumers about delayed deliveries, late refunds and so on.
Yes, I've heard that too. I don't think they're making money either right now. Two industry executives told Mihir that JioMart's average order value is lower than that of other e-grocers, which means Reliance is losing larger amounts of money on every order.
Well, the lower order value is partly because most of JioMart's first 200 city markets are non-metros. The economics of serving e-grocery in metros are very different from the rest of India. In the mass market, bill values are much lower.
Of course, Reliance has deep pockets. Reliance's grand vision over time is to become the biggest omni-channel retail firm in the country. After acquiring the Future Group, it already has the largest number of physical stores. It obviously has big plans for e-commerce. Given what they've done with Jio, I wouldn't write them off.
Yes, the plan on paper is impressive. Reliance wants to have an integrated ecosystem of wholesale and retail in which it connects consumer goods makers with kirana stores and retailers. Its strategy is built on serving up private label products across many categories.
But realizing this vision will require Reliance to work seamlessly with millions of kirana stores, thousands of brands, and modern retailers, and provide exceptional service to retail customers at the same time. This is going to take some doing.
Mihir found out that Reliance is presently sourcing a majority of its orders on JioMart through its own supply chain. Only a small number of orders are being served through these kirana stores. So its expansion is actually happening at a slower rate than many analysts expected. And also the tougher e-commerce fights in other realms like financial services or business-to-business commerce hasn't
even
begun.
Well, let's see how this plays out. But Ajay, don't forget that internet companies understand technology better. Anyway, if you're listening to this podcast, hope you're ordering stuff online too. The economy needs your money. Stay safe and have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being The Signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.